You're listening to the audio production of An August Bride by Deborah Clopton, published by Zondervan and read by Amber Quick.
Chapter 1. Kelsey Wilcox hated weddings, but she loved her cousin. Loved her enough to endure a weekend of wedding torture. Leave it to Tiff, though, to drag out the agony, opting for 2 days of wedding fun, starting with this fancy rehearsal party, complete with music and dancing and romance. Fun, like a toothache. Kelsey tugged at her gold sequin dress and struggled to readjust her attitude. The floor-length dress wasn't helping. She'd found it on the 75% off rack, refusing to pay more for something she'd never wear again. The thing itched, weighed a good 10 to 15 pounds, and was totally not Kelsey. But Tiff had loved it. So here Kelsey stood, feeling like a total fake. Come on, Kels. Attitude adjustment, remember. Right. Kelsey fixed her gaze on the vivid orange sun beginning to lower over the sparkling blue Corpus Christi Bay. She loved balmy August evenings. Loved walking barefoot across the beach, the touch of the fading sun on her skin, and the soothing sensation of warm sugar sand sifting through her toes. She drew on that now, needing every ounce of calm she could find before heading into the wedding party. Good girl. Calm. Relaxed. Better. Much better. Her fingers tightened around the strappy heels dangling from her fingertips. You can do this, Kels. For Tiff, she said aloud to the seagulls playing on the breeze without a care in the world. Determined, she hoisted the tail of her dress out of the sand, forced down the lingering jitters and struggled to let the perfection of the setting sun settle more securely around her.